Welcome to Don't Buy the Bull, a podcast dedicated to unmasking the truth behind how so-called trusted Wall Street institutions and the American government really work. I'm your host, Cassandra Tourian. You can call me Cass. I'm a seasoned former equity analyst, investment manager, and former Wall Street Journal All-Star analyst. And I'm passionate about helping people think for themselves by teaching them about things like investing, which may not be their forte. My only goal is to help you figure out how to use your own discernment and instinct to make good investment decisions for yourself. I have no skin in the game. And to do what I'd like to help you do, we have to look at the world around us, since the stock market does not operate in the bubble. So let's dive in. Hi, everybody. I'm Cassandra Tourian. This is my podcast, Don't Buy the Bull. And today we're going to talk about some bull. I'm telling you, it gets more frustrating and more frustrating to deal with, as a consumer, certain industries. And I think one of the main industries, we all can relate to this, is whoever our core telecommunications provider is. I'm talking about the AT&T's, Verizon's, Comcast's of the world, right? Let's face it, they, for most of us, are the predominant internet provider, cell phone provider, at least at home, maybe not in your office, but obviously they're the big three. And I got to tell you, I've been very disturbed by some of the things I've been looking at lately happening. Number one, did you even know that a couple weeks ago, AT&T had hundreds of millions of customer data stolen and put out on the dark web? I just happened to catch that one day in a quiet little blurb somewhere. It was not major news. I'm shocked at that. That's a major thing. Hundreds of millions, like at least a couple hundred million. So I'm thinking to myself a couple of things. Number one, why would not they take a page out of the how do you recover customer service-wise from a major faux pas and really try and get ahead of the curve? So that's number one. And then number two, I'm thinking, I am a customer of AT&T. How come they haven't even contacted me to tell me this? You know, was I dreaming this whole event? No, I was not. In fact, the reason why I'm bringing this up today is because I finally got an email correspondence from AT&T today telling me that they're very sorry that some of their customers' data ended up being stolen and being put out on the dark web. It was sort of a very nebulous, ambiguous kind of mea culpa. But the reality is that the actual news story I read said very substantive data of people were stolen. It was date of birth, social security numbers, email addresses, names, enough that somebody could easily go and replace your identity, steal your identity, or maybe something like go register to vote somewhere. I don't know. Interesting, right? So I have to say to myself, as an investor, like, is this the kind of company that I want to invest in? That's very poor respect for customers. And clearly the folks at the top management, like, they're okay with this horrible communication of such an incredibly private type of information ending up on the black web and them taking weeks to get to their customers. So why am I telling you this? Well, I have in my little mind, I always have had this for many years. For myself personally, doesn't mean, you know, your list would be the same, but I have something in my mind I call the no-touch list. And that's where I say to myself, that company, I'm not touching it. Because why would I want to invest in a company that I think has a flawed management? And until proven differently, they're staying on my no-touch list. But I'm going to go a step further than that. And I'm going to say that there's whole industries out there, in my opinion, that actually should be, well, they're on my no-touch list. I'll give you another example. So for me, the big three, telecom, Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, they are all on my no-touch list. That entire industry is on my no-touch list. Why? Well, what are they doing new other than fighting with each other over trying to steal customers from one another with a better deal? The pie is not getting any bigger from what I can tell. They're just reslicing it every so often. I'm not seeing a tremendous amount of new technology or innovations coming out of those companies. And hey, if I'm wrong, please send me an email and tell me something different. But they seem to all be swimming in the same pool together. And I'm just not sure that that's going to be the right pool to be in the next couple of years. I think that there's some innovative, disruptive, better technology out there. Not necessarily that it's investable yet because it's maybe private still, but ultimately I think there are disruptive, and when I say disruptive, I mean game-changing, society-changing technology, i.e. think of the iPhone when it was first introduced. So Starlink, anybody heard of it? Well, Starlink was the brainchild of Mr. Elon Musk, and he has launched thousands of small, low orbit satellites in the air, in low orbit, and can now beam internet service to virtually anywhere in the world. No cable lines, no fiber optics, no nothing. So, why would someone not take advantage of the opportunity to test that out? At least, you know, if you're a disgruntled client of one of the big three, you have somewhere you can go. There are options now that are pretty valid. So, this is why I say we know already about Starlink. I'm sure there's others out there. And what does that mean for the telecom industry, for these big three? Well, it means they are already mature growth companies. And if they keep treating customers so poorly, those customers are going to leave. They're not now the only games in town. So those stocks could do pretty poorly over time. And in fact, if you look at the charts of them, when you can do that, just go to Yahoo Finance and type in one of their ticker symbols. You'll see pretty poor looking, dwindling lower charts. I don't think there's any coincidence with that. So I'll give you another example of another industry where I think it's maybe not quite as black and white, but for me, a little, and you might find this controversial, but pharma, big pharma. Yes, absolutely. There are some miracle drugs out there. There is no question. But I have to say that after witnessing what I did with these COVID vaccines and the ultimate, not only non-efficacy of them, which has now been, I guess, scientifically proven, and I think certain of those companies have even come forward and said that. Well, between that and just the, I'd say, damage done and deaths occurred resulting from some of those vaccines. For me, my no touch list may include for me some level of moral, my moral beliefs, right? So I just don't feel comfortable investing in companies that I think may have contributed to people dying intentionally, you know, intentionally contributing to people dying. Unnecessarily at this point. So that's a whole industry for me that's in the no touch list. Well, where am I going with this now? So we've got in the case of at least telecom. Well, and I'll say in the case of the pharma industry as well, they all want our personal information, right? You want to try a new drug that might be better than the drug your doctor has prescribed for you, and you fill out something online and they'll send you a free sample with the doctor's prescription approval, right? In order to get that, they want all kinds of health information from you. Not to mention all of whatever they get from the health insurance companies about your health. All behind the scenes. Take telecom. You think Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T don't have all your daily whereabouts? Exactly where you've been? As long as you have your phone with you, we all know that. They can ping it every second of the day. They've got all kinds of data that they can sell to third parties that would be interested in where you spend your time in order to market to you as the consumer-driven economy we are. So we have right now no real control over our own data. And yet, hundreds of billions upon billions of dollars every year are being made by these corporations using that data that they consider they got for free. Well, it's not really their data. It's our data. It's your life. It's my life. It's my where I went today. So how do we change that? How do we begin to monetize? Well, my friends, there's something called Web3. And if you're not familiar with Web3 yet, we're going to talk more and more about it because it's really something that I think is, again, going to be disruptive. And why shouldn't we be monetizing our own destiny, basically? Why should Google be getting all of the analytics from how I surf the internet and selling that to everybody under the sun and I get bupkis? The days of that are going to be over as Web3 becomes the next version of the internet. Now, I know most people over a certain age probably have no idea what the Web3 is. We're going to talk about that in more detail, a lot more detail in our upcoming episode and explain to you really how it works. But at the end of the day, it means one thing, and that's control again of our own information. So, what did we learn today? Well, we learned about trying to keep your own no-touch list, if you will, and how you can identify names to put on there or industries to put on there. And we learned about Web3. This is the future. All right. Remember, don't buy the bull. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. I really do appreciate it. Be sure to subscribe to the show, and that way you'll get updates about new episodes. Or if you really liked it, maybe you can share it to other folks you know. That I would really appreciate. So until next time, this is your reminder not to buy the bull. Ciao.